where the off-white lacy curtains filtered the morning sun and created a mosaic of shadowy patterns across her face. She was silent for a moment, seemingly to collect her thoughts. Then she wet her lips and began speaking. It started, well, it would have to be a little more than 50 years ago. The town was smaller then, and not so well connected to the cities. Most people didn't have telephones, but we all had guns. A good number of wolves and bears would find their way into town, you see, and people needed a way to protect their families and livestock. I was 12 at the time, just a few years older than Jack Suffle. The Suffles were one of the town's founding families, though there aren't any of them left anymore. Their father had died when I was a little girl, and the mother inherited his business. They were merchants, quite well off. Jack and his younger brother, Charlie, played in the town square most days. I don't remember much about Charlie, except that he was a roly-poly little thing who tagged along after his brother every chance he had. He cried at the slightest provocation. I used to think he was a baby, but then he was very young. Jack involved himself in some insane antics. He got himself stuck in the well one time, and he very likely would have drowned if Charlie hadn't run for their mother. Jack used to brag about going into the woods on his own, too, and say he'd shot wolves the size of horses. That was a lot of bull, of course, but I suppose he liked to imagine himself as the man of the house, a real hero who'd protect his mother and brother, though he frequently caused more harm than good. On this particular day, it was winter. I remember that because I'd gotten a new coat as a gift and was showing it off. Jack and Charlie came marching through the town. Jack had a shotgun over his shoulder, which wasn't so unusual back then as it is now, and Charlie looked on the verge of tears. I asked where they were going. "To the cemetery," Jack said, sounding so proud of himself. "Charlie and me are going to hunt the ghouls there." I laughed, mainly to pretend that I wasn't so impressed. Most of the town avoided the cemetery, except during funerals. The area was divided into two parts. The modern section, modern in that day at least, and an older section full of cracked headstones and crypts. Our town was built over the ruins of a ghost town, you see. No one really knows who the original settlers were or where they came from. Just that their homes had been long abandoned by the time the valley was claimed for our own town. All of the original buildings were demolished, except for the old cemetery, which the founders left intact when creating the new graveyard beside it. Charlie was sniffling and saying he didn't want to go, but Jack kept saying, "Go back to Mother if you're scared." Of course, the boy wouldn't. He loved Jack. Would have followed him to the ends of the earth, I imagine. I followed them past the town center and into the farming territory. The cemetery was a short walk into the woods, hidden from the town, so I left them there and went home. I assumed they would fool around amongst the gravestones for a few hours before coming back. When I came down for breakfast the following morning, my mother told me little Charlie Suffle had gone missing. I was shocked. It felt, what's the word? Surreal. I remember digging my nails into the back of my hand until I drew blood because I was certain it had to be a dream. I asked what had happened, but my mother didn't know. I told her about running into Charlie and Jack before they went into the woods, and my mother said she supposed a wolf had gotten him. You can imagine how I felt. Sad, mostly for his mother's sake. Shocked, and very, very curious. Back in those days, an alley ran behind the pub, where we could wriggle into an alcove next